let's see what this agent's up to today. Taoiseach, why are you lying down?
Oh, ringer, I'm exhausted. Did you see me in the Dáil? I spoke off the cuff for 90 seconds. Oh, that's my quota for the year, used up in one go.
Hour, but you work too hard, boss.
I haven't even had the second nap yet.
Hey, Dad.
Anyway, it is time for my 6:30 diet lilt break.
Right, I came to go through the diary from under.
Lovely, Harlan. This Irish water fiasco has me on the ropes. I need to get out amongst my people. Speak to the common man, you know. The very carefully vetted common man.
Right, there's a request here for a meeting from the Hep C victims to talk about the charity scandal.
Good God, no. There's no high-five opportunity there. Let them meet Leo Varuka there. He can sort it out.
How about the people with the dirty water in Roscommon? They want 5 minutes with you.
Absolutely no way. I want nothing to do with water charges. Oh. I don't want to see water protesters. I don't want to drink a glass of the stuff.
Right.
In fact, let's decide I will stay away from water full stop.
All right, so boss.
No meetings on the coast. No photos by canals. I don't even want to drive over a feckin' bridge.
Ooh.
Keep me away from puddles and the lakelands. I won't even go outside if it's raining.
I'll send out a memo.
From now on, Michael, I will visit landlocked counties only until this water nonsense is over. No flowers in the office, no tea or coffee, and definitely no John Waters.
I'll suggest they meet Alan Kelly then, so.
Oh, that's good, yes. Throw Alan Kelly to them. Angry Alan. Let the socialists try to take on that frown.
Oh.
He can crack walnuts with that frown, you know, just by looking at it. Since shivers down my own nuts just thinking of it now.
There's not much left else in the diary now.
Give me something good, ringer. You know, statesman-like. Something that plays my strengths. High-fiving, photobombing, the dry swallow, pretending to cry. You know, that sort of thing.
Well, the Dublin Marathon is on Monday.
Perfect. Oh. Slapping people on the back, hoisting babies in the air, photobombing tired runners. I'll even get into the ambulance with them. In the cycling gear as well. Woohoo!
And there's the usual interview requests as well.
The shredder is over there, thanks.
There's a gang wants to meet you over cuts to mental health services.
I've no time. I'm running the country here, can't you see?
A few big benchers have local issues.
I'm flat out. Haven't a second to spare.
There's a woman who wants to meet you with a serious criticism.
Just say no.
Of Sinn Féin.
Sinn Féin?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say so?
Ah, it's just a nuisance thing, you know. She says she once saw Gerry Adams throw a sweet wrapper on the ground.
What?
I shouldn't even be wasting your time bringing it up to you.
Bring her clear the decks.
What?
Get that woman in here pronto. Tell the press to send every camera they have.
What?
I'll meet her for 2 hours. No, four. The whole day.
Taoiseach.
Sinn Féin must be held accountable for their despicable attempts to litter this great country.
Right.
The Irish Times will love it in particular.
Oh
the Sindo will go cray cray.
All right, if you think so, I suppose.
Find out if it was a wrapper from Northern Ireland, won't you?
Hi.
If they've been importing litter into this jurisdiction, the people need to know. Oh, I feel a dry swallow coming on.
Ah, you're some pro.
I also feel a second term coming on.
Oh, you're a cad.
This calls for another tin of lilt.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back, my friends, to this special one-off edition of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, sponsored by our good friends in Irish Water. Okay, thank you. Now, friends, we're joined by Sean. How are you feeling, Sean?
I'm rightly breaking it, Gay, to be honest.
Before the break, you were on €32,000. Let's see if we can make it 64, shall we?
All right, okay.
For €64,000... how much has Irish Water spent on consultants' fees?
Whew.
A, 5,000, B, 50,000, C, 500,000, or D, 50 million euro?
I don't know this one at all, Gabe, but I'll go for B, 50,000.
Are you sure, son?
I don't know.
Are you positive? With a harsh T.
I'm going to go for B, 50,000.
You say 50,000 euro.
Yeah.
Computer! Computer, is he right? Dear, oh
shit.
Dear.
Not to worry.
Anyway, it was 50 million, Sean. Sorry about that, Sonny, but never mind,
right.
Never mind, because our friends at Irish Water are going to give you the 64,000 anyway.
What?
And a little bonus as well to take home as
a
well.
Bonus?
On top of that.
But I got it wrong. I didn't do the thing right.
Doesn't matter a whit to Irish Water.
Oh, shit.
Well done, son. Now, our next contestant is Michael.
Yeah.
Michael, are you ready to play
Who
Wants to Be a Millionaire?
How's it going, Gabe? Are you ready as I'll ever be, like?
Good lad. Good, Sonny. Now, for €250...
Righto.
How many Irish households still have no water meter?
Go on.
Is it A, 1/4, B, 1/3, C, half, or D, 2/3.
How many have no water meter, right? Are you going for A, Gay?
Okay.
One quarter.
I see. And are you absolutely, swimmingly, positively certain?
I am, Gay. Go on for it, mate.
Okay, here we go. Is the answer A?
Oh, no.
Michael, oh. Mickey. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Unfortunate.
The correct answer is 2/3 of Irish homes still have no water meter.
I can't believe it. Like.
I'm afraid we have to say goodbye to you, Sonny.
All right, good luck, Gabe.
But as a little consolation prize, huh? Irish Water want you to have your prize money anyway,
what?
And they're going to give you a bonus as well.
But I didn't do anything that makes no sense.
Doesn't matter, Michael, doesn't matter.
Huh?
With Irish Water, everyone is a winner.
Queer.
Except the household. Well done. Thank you. Thank you indeed.
Bless me, Father, if I have sinned.
And tell me your sin, son.
It's a really, really bad sin, you know, it's the worst kind.
Oh, you've killed a man, I suppose.
I know, sure, that sort of thing, and guess you meddle. No, you see, during our struggle, I did the unspeakable sin, and I was sent here to you because I heard, well, that you're sympathetic to the movement.
I don't follow.
It's a direct order from the Army Council.
Hold on, I'm sorry, I'm new here, I just started last month.
What?
I just don't...
Where's the other priest? He was supposed to meet me here.
Well, he was caught doing the same... unspeakable sin.
Oh, no way.
It's all right. He was dealt with by the Vatican Council.
And do they, you know, like, are they as bad as the Army Council?
Every bit as bad. He faced the worst punishment.
Oh, God, don't say it.
Yes. We moved him to another parish.
Yes, hello and welcome to Talking Tackles with me, Ryle Nugent. Tonight I'm joined by the ultimate ledge, Brian O'Driscoll, Bodzilla, the man, the ledge, the reason I get up in the morning.
Okay, Ryle. Yeah.
Yes, Brian is here to talk about his brilliant new book, The Test.
Hi, everyone.
Some of the stories are just brilliant, Brian. You have a great one about almost missing a Six Nations game. It's so exciting.
Yeah, well, I went to the cinema before the game to, you know, chill out. And
yeah.
It was actually one of Amy's films.
Wow.
Anyway, I fell asleep, and when I woke up, I thought I was going to be late for the match. It's all in the book.
And tell us, Brian, were you late?
Oh, no, we weren't actually playing until the following day. So, you know, Doris told me when I got back to the hotel. It's in the book as well.
Brilliant! It's hard to believe, Bod. You also write in the book about your glamorous home life with Amy. I'm sure loads of interesting things happened there.
Stop, you know, the excitement just never ends, you know.
Yeah.
I remember one of the days I was hoovering the rug when all of a sudden the hoover just stopped. It went completely dead, you know, it was very strange.
A power outage, perhaps the hoover was broken, the rug was too much. Tell us, Bod, tell us what happened.
But no, the cord on the hoover had gone its full length and, you know, the plug had come out a little. And
wow.
I just pushed it back into the socket, but...
Amazeballs.
It was touch and go there for a while. You know, it's in the book as well.
Amazing stories. You also talk very candidly about the beginning of your relationship with your darling wife, Amy Bryan.
Yeah, well, you know, we decided to go on a date, Amy and I. So
Ooh.
We went for a couple of drinks, soft drinks now.
Yeah.
And after a while, you know, Amy suggested we go back to her place.
This sounds like it's going to be a steamy story.
And she says she, you know, needs to slip into something more comfortable. And I was thinking, you know, Brian, that this could be your lucky night.
Yeah, get in there. Go on.
She got into her onesie. And I had a pint of water before I called myself a taxi home. And, you know, I shook her by the hand firmly.
Of course.
And thanked her for a lovely evening, of course. That's covered in the book as well.
Wow. It's an amazing story. A great book.
Anyway, I have to rush now if there's any...
Of course, you need to see little Sadie before she goes to sleep.
Well, not exactly. Like, you know, she has been sleeping well lately and, well,
Ooh.
Amy Kins likes me to read to her from my book.
And then, of course, she nods off.
Yeah, yeah. That's actually in the book as well.
Amazing book! It's a rock! It's a rock!
So I says to her, it's not going to suck itself. So I ate the loup de loup in my own.
Excusez-moi, Commissioner Organ, please accept this amuse-bouche from the chef.
Sorry, an amuse, what?
It is a little truffle foam with a mint velouté, sir. An amuse-bouche.
Amuse-bouche?
Oui, well, oui.
Your chef is having a laugh, all right, if he thinks that's going to make any dent in my appetite. Bring me a steak, like a good fella.
Certainly, sir. Tonight we have a filet mignon, a sirloin. We also have a rump of steak.
Listen to me now. Just bring the whole cow and something to wipe his arse. I'm fucking starving here.
D'accord. And would you be wanting dauphinoise potatoes, scalloped potatoes, potato gratin?
Yes, yes, I would.
And seasonal vegetables?
Yeah, I'll go for winter, summer, spring, and the autumn. And bring us your best wine as well.
Certainly, sir. Red or white wine?
Surprise me. By bringing both.
Immediately, sir. And some water for the table?
No, there's no need for that.
Peut-être some tap water?
No, I never touch the stuff. Never have, never will. Oh. To be honest with you, Garson, I don't know anything at all about water.
You have never washed your hands, Commissioner?
Oh, but Jesus, I've done that all right, huh, lads?
D'accord.
Oh, Jesus.
Right, let's get this over with. Good evening, I'm Dobbo. It's 7:15, and if you're listening to this in the car, then you probably bought a house during the boom that the brochure promised was an easy commute. Now sit back, relax, and stop screaming at other motorists, because it's time for some goddamn news. The headlines tonight, Gerry Adams continues to defend his and Sinn Féin's treatment of Marie Cahill, claiming it happened in a different time. Oh yes, Gerry, it was so different back in 1997. We used to cycle to RTE on our penny farthings and wave at all the children walking barefoot to hedge schools. Still, at least Sinn Féin are telling the truth about one thing. They are preparing for government. They look every bit as incompetent, shifty and clueless as Fine Gael. Also in politics, newly elected anti-austerity TD Paul Murphy ripped up his Irish water application form in the Dáil on Wednesday. Rumours that several veteran Fianna Fáil TDs ran into the chamber, believing it was the sound of a brown envelope being opened, are unconfirmed. A former director of the Hep C charity Positive Action has said the HSC knew they were spending money on dog kennels, dry cleaning delivery, drinks at a liver disease conference and over $100,000 on alternative medicine. The booze I can understand. If you're going to go from liver disease, you may as well do it with a smile on your face. But $100,000 on alternative therapies? Here's a hint. The reason they're called alternative is because they don't work. Shove that up your chakras. Now, after being sentenced to 5 years for culpable homicide, Oscar Pistorius was reportedly tired and confused as he was led into prison. I'd be confused too if I only had to serve 10 months for killing my fiancé on Valentine's Day. I guess romance really is dead. Still, at least now that he's in prison, Mr. Pistorius will finally understand what it's like to have an unwanted intruder appear in your bathroom. Finally, Dennis O'Brien's News Talk has announced a deal to provide news to the UTV group of radio stations. Bravo, UTV! What was all that hot air you belched at the 26 counties earlier this year about being a new, fresh, independent voice in news? Well, it turns out that voice just belongs to Dennis O'Brien! That's it. Play that funky music, white boy. And by white boy, I mean Mr. Engineer. No one cares what's happening. It's wine o'clock, the one time of the week no Irishman is late for. Good evening, Ireland, and go back to sleep.
So I said to her, if you won't come west of the Shannon, I'm staying north of Moff.
Serious intensity.
All right, welcome back to Marty's All-Star Party. I'm here now at the table of the All-Ireland Football Champions. Kerry.
Free bread basket. Well, Joe Burley, what do you think of that?
Oh. Yeah! Wow, Kerry came out of nowhere to clinch this year's title, and tonight they've been honoured accordingly with a clutch of All-Stars. Kieran Donnelly, I'd say you're one happy man tonight.
Of course I'm happy, you know, a choice of red or white wine or a mineral.
Wow.
And you know I got the hire of the suit for nothing tonight.
Oh.
Well, Joe Bradley, what do you think of that?
His father's from Tyrone.
Wonderful banter. And of course, Joe Brawley's not actually at the All-Stars. He's at the afters of a funeral in a room across the lobby. We pass on the sympathies to whatever has died.
It's football. Football's died. It's a load of shite. Footballer. That's what it is.
Yeah, but everyone in this room is alive.
Although, in fairness, we haven't got to the Clare Hurlers yet.
Well, Joe Brawley, what do you think of that?
Footballer. Footballer. That's
I said to her, the referee might be showing a red card, but that doesn't mean the pitch is unplayable. Oh, well. Welcome back to Marty's All-Star Party, where it's the turn of the hurlers now. It's been another tremendous year for Kilkenny. 10 All-Ireland titles now for King Henry. Henry joins me now. And at the start of the year, Henry, you probably wouldn't have believed you'd be sitting here tonight, would you?
No, I suppose not. Look, at this stage of my career, I'm just grateful for every extra game, Marty. You know, I'm very lucky. I'm lucky I didn't lose an eye that time. I'm lucky to be walking. There's fellas like me that can't walk, can't even breathe, you know. I'm lucky I'm not dead.
I'll tell you what's dead. Gaelic football. 1884 to 2014, RIP. Murdered by Jim McGuinness.
All right, thanks for that, Joe. Almost nodded off there. I'm next now to Brian Cody. 10 titles for you, Bannister. Quite a clean sweep of the All-Stars, though.
Well, I've spoken about this before, Marty, and I've no desire to go over it again, but
yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, you know, what happened here tonight is criminal.
He's certainly not one to take it lying down, a matter on which I beg to differ. Now, it's time for us to go. Oh, Gerlach Nan is crossing the room with a load of shot. Be careful, Jerry, you've got... Yes, indeed. I'm Marty, and this has been Marty's All-Star Party.
I always listen to Colin's Kicks on the RG radio player when I'm tucking into bed with me wee teddies, Kanga and Roo. Back after the break.
Hello, I'm Marco Pierre White. Angry! Love me. Come dine at one of my few hundred affiliated restaurants. Donnybrook. Brook. Yes, I've won there, I think. Yes.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. Come enjoy rump of Wicklow lamb, bathed in OXO cubes.
Nor
stock cubes. Entrecote of veal from Carlo, whoever. Boiled in stock cubes as well. Even the creme brulee was done in vegetable stock.
Nor
vegetable stock. Enjoy a dining experience while I glare at you from every framed picture on the wall. My name's over the door, on your table. I am everywhere, except in the kitchen. Love me.
Angry!
Love me. Marco Pierre White. Okay, that's enough. I've got 75 more of these fuckers to do. I'm in charge of Callan's Kicks podcast this week, so unfortunately the waiting list to download is very long indeed. Sorry about that.
And now, a poem for Ireland by An Tuachtaráin.
A reading from my latest composition, Ishke. The drip, drip, drips in power, a woeful, incompetent, awful shower. No longer our rivers run free, it costs money to have a pee. Since you've monetized our waters, no more long baths for the nation's daughters. You've taken all our water nymphs, replaced them with your water pimps, made fixing leaks the customer's onus, as you count your wages, then your bonus. While great poets have watery dreams, whilst all you can see are revenue streams. And now that one is billed, one's can no longer filled, the flowers start to die. But the only waters running free are the teardrops that one cries. And even one's ball cock, once so spry, is limp and sagging now the wells run dry. Exeunt, flourish. Thank you. Somebody run my bath!
I know, yeah, but I'm not going to do it for a fiver. Are we on? Okay. Hello, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's Fiver Friday here on the live line. Good afternoon to you.
I know it's radio, but make sure my hair is
good. Tony to Joan Borden, go ahead.
Hello, Joan. Good afternoon to you.
What have you got to offer us?
The Labour Party have been using iPhone 5, usually expensive phones, but we've upgraded to 6s now, so we'll give the old ones away for a fiver.
Fantastic work, Tony. All for a fiver. Fantastic.
And there's more, Joe. The Labour Party used to be 19% in the polls.
Sure,
now we're giving ourselves away for 5%. This offer must end soon.
Yeah, before it goes up, you mean, isn't
no,
it?
No, we'll be 4% shortly.
Oh, dear God. Thank you, Joan. They're coming in thick and fast now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Charlie Bird's, your memoirs, you're giving them away for a fiver.
No, 5 cents, Joe.
Oh, okay.
And if I sign them, they'll be worth half that.
Amazing.
Charlie Bird, live line.
Thanks a million, Charlie. Stay away from the seals. Marion Finucane, good afternoon to you. Go ahead.
It has to be
Lady said if someone comes round to my house now with a truckload of sweet afton,
cigarettes,
I'll give them a fiver.
And we know you've loads of them, Marion.
Or so you're told.
It could go way out of that. Bono from U2 is on the line for the Fiver Friday.
Joe, I will come over and delete my album off your iTunes device.
Go away.
For a fiver.
Not hugely generous, Bono. Jerry Adams on line two.
Well, a couple of lads in the Republican movement have bandied together and they're giving away a load of fivers for £3 each. Sterling. It's a sterling fiver,
of course, and the Northern Bank notes.
Well, it was a different time, Joe. In 2004, Republicans and no one in the community trusted the bank or the mint.
Go on.
And we needed to manage our own finances with respect.
Thanks for that. But before we go, we've a call from the HSE. Dog kennels for a fiver. Angel readings used to cost 100 grand, friends, 100,000 euros. Now going for a fiver as well. That's the Fiver Friday spirit. Fantastic stuff. Thanks a million to everyone. Good luck, God bless. And of course, if you pay me a fiver, I might even shut up. Good afternoon to you. See you tomorrow. I'll see you Monday. See you Tuesday. See you Tuesday. God bless.
And now here on RTÉ Radio 1 Extra, our recurring series on the daily life of the Cown caller Sean Barrett. Today, Sean visits a restaurant.
He's just over on that table there. Now, gentlemen, how can I help you at
all? Yes, yes, I have a lunch reservation for two. Myself and the Deputy Michael here at the Last Count Corla.
Absolutely, this is your table here. Now, would you like to hear the specials?
Yes, yes, but keep it brief.
Relax, Sean. Can you not leave the job back at the office?
Without interruption, please. Now proceed, Deputy Waiter.
Okay, right. We have a French onion soup to start.
Yes.
48-day ribeye steak with chips and salad. Lovely
yes,
lamb
I'm going
stew.
I'm to have to ask you to hurry up, Deputy. You're way over time.
Okay, rotisserie chicken, duck l'orange, and lentils and beef Wellington, and of course a beautiful lamb
stew. Thank you, Deputy. I'll have the beef Wellington.
Right.
The noise in here. Can you all just be quiet? Now, the beef Wellington, please.
Very good. And what about you, sir? What would you like?
Now, I know you've been sped up, but I did like the sound
of
it.
Sorry, Deputy. I have to interrupt you there. Standing order 45 states, and a member shall address the chair, not across the floor, to any other member.
Well, I was merely asking Michael what he would like to order, since you've already gone
for Standing order 45!
Sean, we're just having lunch for the
Mind your own business, Last Count Corner. I'm telling the Deputy what standing order 45 is. You should know the standing orders. Now, continue.
I'll have the chicken, please.
Right, and that's a lovely tie you're wearing, by the way. Did you get that in brown?
Hold on, that subject is not in the order of business.
What?
Desist, Deputy, from introducing items outside the order.
You know, you're being very disruptive to the other diners in this restaurant
Excuse
right now.
Excuse me, withdraw that remark.
I will
withdraw that remark.
I certainly will not.
Then leave the restaurant.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to leave the restaurant.
Sorry about this. I'll bring him over to Buswell's.
Address the chair. Standing order 45.
Sean.
You're an embarrassment
right,
on
you're
television.
Not bringing that
I'm
bell to lunch anymore. I thought the cinema was the final.
You know, Chinese lad put me into it, you know, coleslaw with noodles in it. Yeah, very early. Hello. Well, it was an all-action week in the Champions League, and we got the chance to catch up with some of the managers involved. Here's Liverpool's Brendan Rodgers after his 3-0 drubbing by Real Madrid. And I began by asking him what exactly went wrong.
Overall, you know, I'm delighted with the performance. It was a great effort by the players.
But you lost.
To keep the game in the balance to the very end, you have to give credit to the players.
You were 3-0 at half-time.
Yeah, they showed amazing character. Great lads, you know. I couldn't be happier.
I did ask Steven Gerrard about Balotelli controversially swapping jerseys with Pepe at half-time. Well, you know, Mario's a great character, like, you know. Yeah, he realised he was playing so badly. He was basically another player for Real Madrid. So, I suppose, you know, he thought he might as well put on a Madrid jersey, like.
Elsewhere, Mourinho was delighted with Chelsea's 6-0 trouncing of Maribor.
Disgrace. In 23rd minute, one of the opposition players touched the ball. It's not acceptable. If I could have subbed 11 at halftime, I would have.
Across London at Arsenal, Arsene Wenger celebrated his 65th birthday with a 2-1 victory over Anderlecht.
The only present I wanted was for the FA to let me play without a goalie.
What?
That way I could have had 11 attacking midfielders on the pitch at once.
Right. And at Manchester United, I caught up with Louis van Gaal, Hal, whatever it is.
Okay,
Louis,
let's...
Louis,
yes,
Louis,
the man eating from a tub.
That's Carl Ireland. How have you rated yourself so far this season?
I have great confidence in myself, my players, myself, the club and myself.
Yeah.
I think we're doing great.
Do you think you'll qualify for the Champions League this year?
I think we will win it this year.
But you're not in it.
That is irrelevant. You know, if you believe in my methods, we will win it, even if we're not taking part. I'm Judge. We invented the shuttle football. I'm excited.
Did you know you also invented coleslaw?
Sorry, what are you talking about?
Delicious. That's all we've time for right now. You can join me later on when I'll be toadying up to Irish hero and captain of Sunderland, John O'Shea, as I ask him about his team's triumphant 8-0 loss to Southampton. Yeah.
All right, everyone, let's get started. I am directly intervening in your company because confidence in Irish water has been rocked.
Sorry I'm late, lads. The wording of the email was very confusing. I thought it was a 12.
For goodness sake, just come in and...
I'm after stubbing me toe on the pan.
Why aren't you wearing any shoes? This is a very important meeting.
I thought there was yoga that was on today.
Yes, me too.
You see, this is what I'm talking about. There are severe communications issues in this company.
Sir,
why is your hand up you there in the amazing tan?
He's just back from Tahiti, his fourth holiday of the year.
Well, what is it?
I take the minutes of the meeting. How do you spell communication?
Oh, for heaven's sake. C-O-M-M...
Oh, no, my pencil just broke.
Well, sorry. Get another one, then.
We can't. We spent the 12 million euro on the pencil consultants' fees.
You listen to me now. The public are going to destroy us at the next election because of what you have done.
This is the worst Christmas party I've ever been to.
What?
Sorry, I sent out the wrong email to a couple of people. Here, I only came to the meeting because you said you'd evict me, and I'm not even renting a house.
You see, this is what I'm talking about. The language you're using. You're frightening the people. We need to get the message out there that water charges are actually quite low.
Our spokeswoman is on the radio right now actually explaining that.
Actually, I sent her the wrong brief by accident. She's actually wishing everyone a happy new year.
Right, no one leaves this room until we fix this shambles.
That's me.
What's going on there now?
It's an email alert. It's Bank Holiday Friday.
We just got paid our bonuses.
Yes!
But you get paid even if your performance is deplorable. Who do you think you are? Faking government ministers!
Second, is it over? Our party got no airtime at all this week. It's an absolute disgrace.
That's because, Deputy, you're so like Fine Gael now, you're just repeating what they said.
John Corla, I'd like to remind people to turn their clocks back this weekend.
Yes.
Back to a more innocent time when we could do things our own way and far more quietly.
I want to go back to 2008 to stop myself voting for every Fianna Fáil policy in the crash. Although, sure, no one else remembers. Why would I bother?
I wish to look forward to a time when there's a shorter waiting list.
Yes, Leo, in hospitals.
No.
What?
In the queue to replace you.
There is, however, one issue on which we all agree. A week off next week, lads.
Happy second midterm. Time for the next.